어머니 인생은 니포네 당내만 대박자라기 그루부디아지 딱 가지 상게 분양을 내산이 로아로 두개 봐로 두개 주고 말이 왜로 아니 양은 저 원 두개 아 두개 봐아 로벨 루두싱 아 토미 시브제리아 토미 시브제 아 상게 양을 내 상게 양을 내 로 시브제르 눈두자네 아니 파고 토미스야 되는 거래 파고 토미스야 되 중에 아니 중인이세야 되 유인들이 지라 사조들이 지라 아니 사연들이 지 예우기 명들이 지 용기 명들이 지 원인들이 되시는 거래 아니 뒤 중도 전에 아니 갸치외 갸치외 딱 한제 삼바다 인지 청주부 생으로 써봐 아니 군대 명아도 다시행염지 어떤 준수 명아도 간걸로 상계군 양을 낸로 쉽게 많은 보도 냠자시군 누구만 했을 와 뒤제도도 간제 세우시나 하구 하구리스 로 쉽게 누두자네 아니 냠자신제 아니 세우시와 하구마스 두두에네 파고 토미싱이디 용제네 아니 파고 토미싱이디 왔다 상계 소셔가 갸치베쇼 갸치베쇼스는 참바니지 저주스입니다 다시행님제다 군대명아 듀는서 어디게들이 사주 람갈서고 어디게들 세우서고리스 세우 수구리스 상계 룽나리아디 소샤오리 타간난다 아니 상계 양을 내산 로시게 누두산에 파고 터미싱이 디페이션에 아니 어디게들 간 로세우샤제 세우시우지 소유체는 아니 디데틴디 세우리 딘데 딱 캐바 먹고 페이지에 파고 터미로서 다 디네 로 두견 누두산에 뭐 가려 묻지 말래 굶겨라 양을 내가 누워니 굶겨입니다 굶겨 쉐암도 굶겨라 왜 등에도 왜 저래 저래
Do you remember how many years passed after
No.
the nirvana of the Buddha, the Nagarjuna King?
Well, the Tibetans usually say 400 years, but the
The
Westerns.
Sangha, how many years?
Oh, Asanga? The Western scholars say Asanga was 4th century AD.
How many hundred years after Buddha died?
Asanga would be probably 700 or 800.
That could the Injil looks at
It
Matak.
doesn't match with
So Nagarjuna, how many years after the Buddha?
Well, the Tibetans say 400, but the Western scholars say about 600.
The Pervida lo shibyas, because in the Jena de Dukjas.
Tukyare, tukyare, tukyare. Lo shibya seya di tiri kaso ro pavo tamir wa. Lo tukyare, tukyare, tukyare.
Yeah, actually, with the Asanga, the Tibetans say 400 years, and then with the Nagarjuna, 600 years.
Sisanji, ngani nyangin de odo loni tukye lomba naas, rivaate, pozo bide yudu ni ki lomba de shirawa, timi lu shi beba di yoda mewe shuwa jiba, ngayi tiba jikden tu, lami tijin rapshin, rabdu gaya saru di dewa jen tu tindu was lo tukye re, rivaa. Oda lo tukye nudu zane, ane sangu tongba nyingi, sangu tongba nyingi, ta tijin te ya, sangu tongba nyingi namsha di, ane sebu yungma res, sebu mewe shen pa nyamja lu res, tukye padol ta sebu chini, chitu pa gyuja, sebu chakri, sebu degri res, 두개네 세부 용말 세부 마용도 전에 아니 자갈 소절이야 아니 뱅고 파고 루루싱에 다 나가주느라 나가주네서야 돼 연제네 아니 뒤 당부디 딱 가지 두제디 지 임부요 두제디 가르레 다 단다디 기행 사라 임부요 사라 하다는 아니 지준 잠배양기 맹알 땐딱 가지 로벨 루루싱에 돼 왔다 딘데 딘데 세제 두제 사라 하다 tene jizun jambe yange mengal tene ene wota samu tongba yin yu tuyandi pe sevu shita subu re sen ta sangye tene sun yore taga nai shingi ta sangye do mangu nan sun shio ta gandu di nan tungu re taga nai shingi ene lobe lulu seya di chung che ne ene ta samu tongba yin yu tuyandi di pa sevu sevu re sevu sevu che ta ta anje lobe lulu seya di ta ti tuyandi tindi chere lobe lulu seya di
So now, the Buddha himself predicted in his teachings that 400 years after his passing, the teachings on the extensive side, you know, the method side of Bodhicitta and so forth, that these would have degenerated somewhat, and that at so by you know by the passing of 400 years, and that at that time. A Sangha would come along to restore those teachings, and he predicted where he would be born, the family, the name, and so forth. And in fact, just as he predicted, this actually did come to pass. And so the teachings on the method side in terms of the generating bodhicitta by way of the sevenfold cause and effect instruction and so on, that comes down through him. And then likewise he said that after that 600 years after, this is according to the Tibetan tradition, 600 years after he had passed, the teachings on the profound side, the teachings on the view of emptiness, these would also have degenerated, and that again, naming the place, the name, and the family, and so on, he predicted that Nagarjuna would come to restore those teachings, and in fact, just as he predicted, Nagarjuna was born, and depending upon the instructions of the great Mahasiddha, the great adept, Saraha, and also the oral instructions of, or the pith instructions of Jambayan, the Manjushri, he clarified the teachings on the profound side, the side of the teachings of emptiness, and so it's that some of those predictions will come up in this text that we're going through, and so anyway, the teachings that we're looking at right now will be to do with will be those of Nagarjuna. I didn't quite get what you were trying to say. I was trying to listen.
Nandun dollar channel satambo to day or they said, Tony Musun to Tony, that tonum to day or is satambo. Rabduka, Sadu, the devotion to Tindu also, and Dine, Shingli Penny, and the devotion to Rista, Panjaparame, the Sheva Gemna to say. Tanga Lu, Sheva Gemna, and good at Haran of Sunju, you go on yes and Kanje, Tiji Luigi, the Sanje, you go on yes, or what did he never your tapeta at the Dina and Train with Halekasani?
So Nagarjuna being born in India, and Nagarjuna coming to the world was just like the coming of a second Buddha. He wrote very prolifically. His teachings were really quite amazing. So in terms of the text that he composed, we have a set of texts called the collection of praises, different praises to the Buddha and so forth. Then the collection of advice to various kings and so forth, and we also have the six collections of texts on sort of like reasoning. So they're literally called that, but they're actually about the middle way philosophy. So that includes this text that we're looking at here. So as I say, him coming into the world, the great beings of India and so on regarded as being like the coming of a second Buddha. Then according to the sutra way of seeing things, that view of things, he achieved the level of a first ground or first level bodhisattva in that life, and then after he died he went on to the pure land of Devachen, you know, Sukhavati, right? And then, according to the tantric explanations, he achieved enlightenment right in that lifetime,
with that in one life with one body. lobe lotuk de mena cha shoba yeji di ta yo ma re de kanje lotuk ge so ni shoba yeji di pa nyam sa re so ji re a pa go thomi di ji ge ni kham ma jo na ani cha shoba yeji di lo shim ge ne nyam sa re so ji re cha ba cha shoba ni ja lo pa nyam sa re cha shoba ni ja nyam sa re na ani pi thu ya yo ma ro a kanje shi de ba ni shi de ba ni shi de ba ni bu di nyam sa re na lam tha phi te lo lo jo chen lam tha phi ni yo du ma re lam tha phi ni bu de ma ju na ne de de bu ku ni bu yo tho ya yo ma ro wa che da ga lu bu lu du ji thon nam de ba shi de ba ni gi na ne thon de ba nam sha de se bu su a lu bu lu pa wa tho mi gi gu du de ba nam sha de se bu su ji shi de ba ni gi nam sha de se bu su bi yin za te lo lo jo chen ni ka sa gyu la ne lam tha phi ni gi to ba di ge Ani jebu kuni tobiata to chungri chama pe masib singda chambu ni sudusan shibuji kesin buzuguri singda chambu ni le ligu samuda wa jaji jeba mano yonsu zoba ne dube tamben zunze sota dinde shibuji ngaju chambu chen gudin chambu shibuji tsigi yore odus sanje labja di tashin tatu yomari labja yabudu mebu chasari ta labja yabudu ni kanje tata manyim chen ta sebu chen de tuya di
So now when we talk about the importance of Asanga and Nagarjuna, we can understand this in, from the point of view that as we were saying, the teachings on the extensive side had degenerated by the time of 400 years passing from when Buddha passed away, and so it was a Sangha that restored that, and then the teachings on the profound side of emptiness that had degenerated by the time 900 or was it 600 was it now 600 years had passed, so. And Nagarjuna was responsible for restoring that. So if they hadn't come along, then those teachings would have remained degenerated and they would no longer be available to us. So not having those two is like, because the extensive side, this is like the side of the method. And the profound side, this is the side of the wisdom. So we need those two in order to achieve enlightenment, to travel the path to enlightenment, just like having having the two wings of a bird. If you have one, even if you have just the bird has one wing missing, then it's no longer possible to fly. And so, let alone, of course, with both wings missing. So, they are like, it's like their work of restoring those teachings was like making it possible for us to have these two wings that allow us to fly to enlightenment, just like we also say at the time of the in terms of the basis, the two truths, the conventional truth and ultimate truth, that the understanding of those and the realization of those is necessary, just like having to have the two wings of a bird. So basically it was a Sangha that was responsible for restoring the side of the conventional truth and clarifying that, whereas Nagarjuna was responsible for restoring, clarifying the teachings on the ultimate truth.
Oh, didn't they say? That's why she did so too. She did very well. Some no danger. Did she do that? Bet call me try. You will say which try. You will bet call. What that? That one day she some. Bet on that. So three of those. That one. Two days. That day. Then two days. That one. Could you that day? Then that one. Get that she away. That that one day she some. Could you that day? Then from there. Mangu yor wa. From there. Mangu don't show wa. When I day some. Just bet. That one. Three more. From there. That one. Muslim girl. Half way. Then mangu yor wa.
So because of the legacy of their teachings, it's possible for us also through listening to the teachings, through learning and through reflecting and through meditating, also to gain that kind of experience. And so it's no wonder that they're so highly praised as the two great charioteers, the ones that sort of like blazed the trail, or that restored the path to of those to the, those two sides of the method and wisdom. So
So then, something I left out.
So just like a scientist that is able to develop theories which can be tested and proven through through research and through experimentation. So the teachings that they have left for us allow allow us the possibility of listening and reflecting and examining and testing and experimenting and so on, and gaining experience, gaining the experience that validates those teachings, that proves their truth. And so then, that's the bit that I forgot, then the new bit I can't remember. In the case of Nagarjuna, I've mentioned all those texts that he wrote. And then in the case of Asanga, you've probably heard his story. Just like Nagarjuna was able to write his teachings, write his text, depending upon the instructions of the great adept Saraha and Manjushri, Asanga, having practiced very hard, practiced in retreat very hard for 9 years or so. You've probably heard the story. He tried to receive a vision of Maitreya, and eventually he did. And Maitreya took him to his Pure Land, to Ganden, and there he was given teachings on the so-called five treatises of Maitreya, the two ornaments, the two discriminations, and then the what was the last one? The Gulama, the Uttara Tantra, the Uttara Tantra. So anyway, here we're going to be dealing with the teachings of Nagarjuna.
Oh, today she said that some you may have got in some with you. Chidang and Tanda, that Sangye, Long Yi, don't have just a chin, Savi, Sangye, love just some wood, did that Tanda pair. Manyan ba che che du su pe su ma kho ra pe mo ne chan ne lang ba pe kan che de yu na da che lang ba khu yu na da che ta da de yu de su ga de de san ta de ne pe xin da chen bu ni na xia ya jin ju chuo ni se ya de wa jin ju chuo ni da de ya ta de ne ba pe du ju de sa bu zu chi ge chuo chi chuo chi ge chuo chi chuo ne ne pe ga zu zu jin ge che ni de ba jin ge che ni kan che pe mano moju wa nge ma ju tsa nyam moju che che chale ya zi kwe san su tsa ni mev che nge ma taga na pe san ye su xia taga na che pa nge ma nge me gongpa tse xia ka ta san ye su xia taga na ma se wu koro koro ma gyun zi che che na wata tanda pa do ma nye mi ya ta kanja nganzu kanja ta lochon xeya yodi, o tuus chungudi. Chata, ane tanda tala lame, tanda pindu chudun sudu sani, halewa kachin buruyos, xivu sungudwa, o di sunya gyunzendi, sanje sunya ga lavjadi, tanda pado bedi kala sewa chen, ta suy nyado, khande chedo, manyeba yongyadi, tanda, ta lo nidong ngabjadi chintari, ten nondru xivu chi yungur sani, nondru yomaris, nondru medan kala sani, sanje gyunna, din gyunna, sunya ga diris. Tijuoya, any Chine, Shin, the Chambodan, Lulu Tamilas of Tudu Kangalo, and Telen Deshe gives a tea cloud, Tandati, the tea Deshe gives a Mano, Monjua, Tandabo do Senta, Pindu Mangu to Sinyasenta, Tandape, Savo, one a lamb to do sorrow, Jerva, Changu, Changu Kish, and a bit silver tundum sorrow, Pekava sorrow, or in the death way at that conjugating bed car canje, the Shimji race that delay canje.
Even though 2,500 years have already passed since the time of the Buddha, the teachings that he gave, as it were, still warm. It's as if they're still steaming. There's still steam coming up from, you know, like a hot meal. You know, instead of being served up a cold meal, one that's gone cold, it's kind of, it's still warm, and it's been kept warm. The warmth of that teaching, the life remains in those teachings due to the fact of the great efforts and the teachings of these two great charioteers, Asanga and Nagarjuna. And if we go into it more extensively, then it's due to the work of and the efforts of the two supreme beings and the six ornaments. And even more extensively, then it's due to the great work of the 17 pandits of Nalanda, which His Holiness the Dalai Lama always praises so highly, and we can see why, because it's due to all of their efforts and all of their work that we have these teachings still, the very teachings that the Buddha gave, remaining alive and warm. They still have that same vibrancy. So otherwise we could well think to ourselves that after all that time has passed, maybe things of, you know, mistakes and so on might have crept in, but because of the very careful scholarship and practice of all of those great beings that have intervened, bringing the teachings of the Buddha passing from one master to another down to the present, we still have all of the Buddha's teachings there, and they remain without any error having crept in. And these great scholars are able to show us that their interpretation of the Buddha's teachings is correct, because here you can see in this sutra, this is what the Buddha taught, and this is how such and such a great Indian pandit or scholar interpreted those teachings, and so on and so on. So they can, when they explain things to us, they can do so in a way that shows the source of what they're saying, the ideas that they're explain to us. They can show their source in the Buddha's teachings and in the teachings of the great masters that followed them.
Oh, do you see? That Lama Tungpa Bay Tende Song Yor. That Tanda Manzu Kanje Sangye Song Di Jempa Kora Thara Be Chabu Chabu Kora Day Yor. Sangye Song Shagdi. The Kanje Sre Sna Sangye Tan Do Tungju Nan Tende Song Du Was Tende Song Du Was. Tishama, Remove the muscle and zoom ever. This wood on the manumber chain, those pair canje, or the
So as I was saying, we can, even though you might expect that after so much time has passed, that something might have gone wrong, but in actual fact, because there was always this sort of living process of the teachings being passed down from master to disciple and to their disciples and so on right down to the present, that the teaching of the Buddha was able to, they were able to keep the teachings of the Buddha very alive and very pure, and particularly in the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa we can see how that works, because he has his explanation of what the Buddha taught, and he can show the source. So we know that instead of him making something up, sort of adding something on, all he's doing is just clarifying and explaining what the Buddha taught, because he can tell you that the source of what he's saying is such and such a sutra, and he can show you how the meaning of that sutra and that this and that passage was explained by such and such a master, by Nagarjuna and the Sangha and so on, and then subsequent masters, how they explained it. So you can see that all he's doing is explaining things and clarifying things. In other words, so that what he's saying is none other than what the Buddha himself taught, rather than having anything sort of like added on, because of being able to trace his teachings like that.
Oh, did it. Tā tūtū kāp tūtū kāngcē pāntē dāwā tāpā sīngi tā lūpē lūtū jī ūmē dāwā dī bē kāptē chāmpu chēni bē sēvū sēvē kāp lī yā āni pāntē dāwā tāpā sīngi dī āni tā jīwū jī ūmē jūgū zōng nī dī rūwā pāntē dāwā tāpā sīngi dī tā tīng bē tā bē tīng bē kāngcē tīng kī chō lī yā tīng chō chō chū sē tīng kī chō lī yā bē tā jīwū jī pāntē mānggū jī ndē bē 定个错呢？哎，你特性，你马配用这些呢？喇嘛阿底些，我听得顺的话，半点大瓦茶果生意的，我定定，你要定，半点大瓦茶果生意的，哎，路路路住的，你看见这不灵的呀？哎，后面大瓦的怕三不随用，就咋呢？那田里呀，些不许些罗生意，哎，你别定个错呢？哎，你特性，别打半点蒙古代表啥些些呢？哎，你半点大瓦茶果的别，哎，你都是马配用这些，我都顺的话，等到喇嘛阿底些，嗯。
At a point when Nagarjuna's teachings had already become quite widespread, then Chandrakirti came into the world, and according to the teachings of Atisha, Chandrakirti purposely took birth in this world in order to serve Nagarjuna and his teachings, having been in this pure land, which is like a huge distance from here, billions of miles from here, in a pure land which is like above our world, and so he came from that place into this world, as I said, in order to serve Nagarjuna and his teaching. So Chandrakirti was really quite an extraordinary person. You might know of him as the author of the text entering into the or supplement to the middle way, the Madhyamagavatara.
Mm-hmm. Da lama kaje adisha tine sunga adisha ane lu du gi lu ma ngolu de ane lu ben da wa thago de dile gyuwe ane chuni shiwa de me damga dile ane kaje samno da thaba je samba je gomba che na ane tongba ni gi thon to ya da kaje ma no mo ju ji to ya da kaje ta phi yo de se no ti lu sunga
Atisha said that it is possible if we practice and study teachings that derive from Nagarjuna and his direct disciple Chandrakirti, then we can definitely gain an unmistaken realization of the view of reality or the view of emptiness.
Tā kunzu dēnsa di dhūdhū, tā nālhēntā sāyā dhīrē, tā bē nālhēntā sāyā, tā tāntā ngānsu kiāngu wā shī, jēyā shī tūwā pīgē, kāñcē dōjī tēnī pā shīn jēyā, nī kārā sā dhī, chū zhēn yu sā dhī.
Kāsā
dhā, nālhēntā dhā, kāyā dhā, rāchikirē. Oh, lobe lodu de ni xiu ji kian jia xin bu yin zo si ju ge zi sui er ba si ju ge zi si ju ge zi sui ni en tu zu pa zong jian da gi lu ge cuo du lu pa jian ze xie ji xiu de en de kan jie da magic suo ge ka suo de logic suo ge ka suo de o ta tin de tin de xi ge sta tin de xi ge xian o jie du suo lu o tin de de xian ni tin de xian ni ya gu min du xian da gi lu ge neng jun de le san da jian ni lobe lodu ji da pe ka le ni di lim
In those in the old days in India, then there was a very strong monastic presence at Nalanda in present day North India. You can actually see the ruins of that monastery even now. Nalanda, the ruins of it's not far from Rajagriha, you know, where the collection of wisdom sutras. Were taught, which and that in turn is not that far from Bodh Gaya in North India. So Nagarjuna was one of the monks in that monastery at one time. There was a huge number of great, very great scholars in that monastery, learning and discussing and so on. So at a time when the monastery became very poor, then was able to use alchemy to produce gold and use the gold in order to restore the wealth of the monastery. But at that time, they were very, very strict with the monastic discipline, very, very strict. So after he did that, he was accused of sort of playing around with magic, and he was forced to leave the monastery as a result of that. So that's really quite amazing, isn't it? That because when we hear about Nagarjuna, we feel he's really amazing, and to think, you know, like the second Buddha, and to imagine that he would be forced to leave the monastery is really quite amazing. But also, just like him, Chandrakirti was also a member of the London Monastery, and he was at one point in charge. He was at one point in charge of the cattle. He was, you know, he had to take care of the, you know, the cattle were there providing milk for the monks, and so things got bad in that area, and there just wasn't enough milk they didn't have the milk they needed. So he drew a picture of a cow. And he milked the other drawing of a cow, and used that milk to sustain the sangha. But now, if it was us, we would say thanks very much. We'd be very grateful. Instead of that, they said, no, this is wrong. He's using magic to sustain the sangha. This is not right. And he also was forced to leave the monastery.
Kunzu dawa chapa da ta lu 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 tu san da ne san gi mi ge wa yi ne da ma zu yi ne da din de ji da kwa chi ge da zu san wo da din de chi guo ya chung de da ti da ga su lu ji ri ya ya.
So anyway, that's just some stories about what happened in their lives. I mean, as I was saying, for us, we just feel that they're just inconceivable. We can't imagine making them leave the monastery, but that was what happened.
Do you have a
commentary? In English, you need to get that. You need to get that.
Oh, in English.
In English. Can you you haven't translated it. Yeah, of course I did. Did you have another one then?
No, I didn't mean to, was that only Indian commentary on Precious Grammar.
You have that in there. We were wondering maybe since Kishrimshi taught it and Anand, you might have a copy of the transcript.
I have a transcript on the computer. You sent that to me.
The computer. So what I'm going to do is I have the root text here, the Precious Garland of Advice to the King, and I also have a commentary, but I'm not going to sort of elaborate too much. I'm going to try to give you the essential points. So I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to say the essential points, typically the essential points. So now, this commentary to the Precious Garland of Advice on the Middle Way is the commentary I'm using is written by was written by Gyaltsabje. You might have heard of him. He was one of the main disciples of Jerumshi Lama Tsongkhapa. We usually talk about those the triad of Jerumshi and his two main disciples, Kedrumje and Gyaltsabje. So this one is by Gyaltsabje, and it's called A Precious Garland of Advice to a King. The king this advice was given to was called Deji Nimpo. He was a king of India, and it's not like India is nowadays. India was in what you call it. Was composed of many small kingdoms at that time. So he was one of those kings, one of the kings of maybe quite a large kingdom in India, but not like the whole of India these days. And it's full of advice, which is very, very useful for us. So what it's saying at the beginning here, this is a praise by Gyaltsabje at the beginning of his commentary, and as I mentioned, the Precious Garland of Advice to the King itself was written by Nagarjuna, right? That should be clear to you. And here he's praising He's praising Nagarjuna for his insights into the two truths. The way that he does that is by describing how Nagarjuna has realized that all phenomena are free of the elaborations of true existence, just like we see in the beginning of the root verses on wisdom by Nagarjuna, where he praises the Buddha for his realization of how all phenomena are free of and pacified of all elaborations of coming, going, one and many, and so on. You might be aware of that verse. So just like that, he praises Gyatsabje is praising Nagarjuna for his realization that all things are empty and completely free of elaborations. Then he goes on to praise him also for his insights into an understanding of the stages of the path to enlightenment, starting off with the correct way to rely upon a spiritual guide through the precious rebirth and so on, all the way up until the union of no more learning. So what he's saying then is that although Nagarjuna realizes that everything is empty, he also realizes all of the stages of the path from the beginning right up until enlightenment, the union of no more learning or no more training. So in other words, what he's saying is that he's realized that even though things are not empty, they do still exist. So this is a way of expressing Nagarjuna's grasp and comprehension or realization of the true truth, ultimate truth, and conventional truth.
Tan dosis tu na tiye di tiye thanda di dogdos tu na tan lo 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 sinye di de ba sangye yu ni sangye yu gongba ani chue thamje rangxin ki mei ba qian na ya ani mei ba mohin ba tanyi du chaji le sumge namxia qian ba ta denpal mei ji tanyi du chaji le sumge namxia qian ba ta xiuji re xin ta di guan yin duwa jayi xia ong du xin.
In brief, Gyatsabje is praising Nagarjuna for realizing that even though all of the stages of the path, all of the practices from the beginning right through to the end, guru devotion right through to the final result of enlightenment, that even though they're empty, they do still exist. That all of those practices still exist and they still work within the context of being empty of true existence.
Oh yeah, teacher, that thanda tawal le yo ma ni chetan da ni ne ma chidang tyo ma mong du di ale di ni xia xiong na wa.
Now, I think that since these praises go on for quite a while before we get to Gyatsabje's explanation of the root verse, the root verses of the precious garland itself, we'll skip those verses.
Oh, yeah. That woman in the two of the judges over the Kalesana, Mundo Dan Nili Gurandi, the Eskin, Mundo Dan Nili Gurandi, judges over
the. The principal subject matter of the precious garland is the which means the high status, which refers to birth as a human being, or as a god, and ngilik or definite goodness, which means liberation and enlightenment.
ngaran du hwa da mi den san di tang mun du den san wa hada mi den sa de ngaran su den de ngun de den sa de ba
our the present birth that we have as a human beings they are births of high status
ngun de kari ngun ba tho re kari tho re so na da ge ya gyu di tho ne ya ngun ba tho re
In what way are they high, if we call them high status? In what way are they high? They're high from the point of view of the fact that the causes that were needed to lead to these births, the causes for these births, were very high. There's no way that we could have been born as human beings without having practiced very, very well in some past life, without having engaged in a very, very excellent practice of the Dharma. So this human life that we have is a birth of high status, which is high from the point of view of the causes that we had to practice in past lives in order to get this life of being very high, being something really wonderful. And so this human life, especially when you think from the point of view that this is not just any ordinary human life, but a human life with the 18 leisures and endowments, which you will already be aware of from your studies in the graduated path.
냐와르야 삼노당나 다 톤줄산 레바요 마리 톤줄 삼노당에 있는 가주다 마 이다 삼당에 있는 톤줄 레바요 마리 톤줄 삼노당에 있는 땅 가는 좀 미리 지다도 큰 레바요 마리 빼는 톤줄을 사이잖아 살롬바지 요새실 톤줄 크선 도다 빼지마 빼난다 살롬바지 대대에서 교 요새지 있는 주기에 있다 빼도 가기 쉽지 않아 아니 뭐 도마를 지는 다 사 가서 가리야 다 조선한테 그저 그저도 도마 세월 딱 한지 톤줄 정매를 지르고 다 가는 줄 톤줄 정매를 지르고 이내 이달 삼돈 전에 톤줄 내봐 요만 승부가 아니 다 간지 톤줄 냐월 삼돈 톤줄 이달 톤줄 산 내봐 요만 승부가 장가 산 내봐 태우면 맞았어 눈 누누다 휴지로 마신 시에도 휴지로 와 제가 되게 강글로 가라서 배 대화지 총나 대화단 되는 동해도 되나 심지 탐지 대화도 대회교도 내는 지 모르는 내뭐 주지 내뭐 내 세웠음 시투버 쇼삼 두스 모르는 김치잖아 만주다 개와디 개심 뭐 휴지 깨지 깨지 지로 쇼주 배 깨지 탐지 이런 건 좋겠다 휴지 사투고 열어봐 제가 딘데 일단 간주 야채 못다 럽침 못다 간제 휴지 시투고 여자 나라도 되는데 휴지 왜 제외 对吧? 아니, 댄다가 나온다, 가란도, 마중을 만도, 가란도, 뚱나, 댄다가 나온다, 아니, 뭐, 간제, 산제, 차야, 요리, 제로와, 뺀, 간제, 무대시하게 문이다, 아니, 다가는 이 개성 산제, 똥으로 서고, 두둑 간 걸로, 가란도, 다, 류분 딜레를 하게, 류부지 산이 요 말이었어. 류분 딜레지 간리야, 아니, 심디, 뺀, 삼노, 휴지, 단제, 랑, 심휴지, 휴지, 제제, 아니, 가와제, 아니, 간제, 워 딜레지, 배주제, 다, 준주제, 워 딜레지, 다, 야구 휴지 차송으로 하자. 나 딜레, 삼돈 전에 가란도 되게 주사에 대해서 써야 되다, 휴지 뒤에 뭐다, 럽지 보고.
So Jerimshe says that describes this precious human rebirth as some, as being far superior to a wish-filling gem. As he says, it's something that we have just this once. It's over and finished very quickly, just like a flash of lightning. So it's true that this human life really is this kind of human life with the leisures and endowments. It really is. So valuable, much more valuable than thousands and millions, billions of wish-fulfilling gems, because even if you had that many wish-fulfilling gems, you wouldn't be able to eat them, and if you were to use them well in order to gain wealth to help others, then maybe there would be some use in it. But otherwise, wish-granting gem can't give you a favorable human birth, and it can't give you liberation and enlightenment. So much more valuable than that is just having this precious human life, which if we use it well, it really can give us incredible results. We can do so much with it. There's so much benefit for future lives, for our progress on the path to liberation and enlightenment. Just to give you an example of how precious and how valuable this human life is, consider how much virtue you create, how much merit you create just by meditating for a few moments, even just one moment, on love, wanting all beings to be happy, on compassion, wanting them to be free of suffering, and bodhicitta, wanting to achieve enlightenment for their sake. Just one moment meditating in that way, generating those thoughts in our minds, creates so much virtue. And in fact, you can see why there is so much virtue. It's because the number of beings involved is just so huge. So they say that the amongst the six realms, the hell realms, pretas, animal, humans, gods, demigods, the greatest population is in the hell realms. There, the population in the hell realms is so vast that it makes the number of pretas or the hungry ghosts seem invisible. It's like there weren't any in comparison. And yet their population compared with the animals, and remember animals that includes all fishes, birds, insects and so on, compared with so their population is so huge compared with the animals that it's as if there weren't any animals in comparison. It's just such a small population compared with the huge population of pretas. And the animals, there's so many of them that it makes the human beings look like there weren't any kind of thing. So and we can see, we have, you know, from our own experience, we know how many animals there are. When you just pick up one clod of damp earth, it's just it'll be teeming with all sorts of insects just in one clod of earth. And so, compared with, even though there is a huge number of human beings just in this world, it seems to us, compared with the animals, I mean, it's just insignificantly small, the population of human beings. And yet that looks like nothing compared with the number of praetors or hungry ghosts, and they look like nothing compared with the number of beings in the hell realms. So that just gives you an idea of just what huge numbers of beings we're thinking about when we think, may all beings be happy. How wonderful it would be if they could have happiness in its causes. May they have happiness in its causes. I myself will give them happiness in its causes. And likewise with compassion, thinking, may they, how wonderful it would be if they could all be free of suffering in its causes. May they be free of suffering in its causes. I myself am going to free them from suffering in its causes. So just thinking a moment in that way is just such a, is such a huge merit, is such huge merit, is such a huge and vast virtue, just by meditating in that way for a moment, without need to mention just how powerful it is then to meditate for minutes or, you know, hours and so on. So then that gives you one indication of how valuable and how precious this human life is. And we can also think of it from the point of view of the practice of rejoicing. So if you're able to think about the wonderful things that the Buddha did by coming into the world and teaching and so on, how wonderful that was, and also likewise all of the thousand Buddhas of this fortunate eon, thinking how wonderful it is that they came into the world and they taught, and they or some of them will come to the world, will teach and so on, benefiting the sentient beings in various ways. And not just them, but the countless other enlightened beings and other holy beings, thinking, just thinking how wonderful that is, how fantastic that is. And this is something that doesn't just apply to the Buddhist teachers and the Buddhist teachings. If you think about Jesus, for example, and think about how wonderful his life was, how much he did for sentient beings in his life while he was alive, and how his teachings benefiting so many beings right down, have benefited in the past and are benefiting beings right down to the present. So thinking in this way is described as a way of creating a vast amount of virtue with very little effort. All you have to do is think about all of those wonderful things that they've done and just admire it and just think how wonderful it is. And in that way, you yourself create a huge amount of virtue. So there's no question that this human life is something that's very, very precious. It's just a question of using it. Because if we think about it, also all of the Buddhas of the past and all of the holy beings in the past who achieved enlightenment, they did so using just this kind of human life, by having a precious human life with the 18 leisures and endowments.
Lemi Kashi Nan Dinde Sunduka Naranzu Nibju She Mari, Nibju She Mari, Kanje Naranzu Ta Wundu Den San, Wundu Den Kevrajin Tov Yu Semgu Yorita, Wundu Den Kevrajin Tov Yuna, and Tundu Lake Kevrazu Pawa Karindo, and some Danguris, some Dan, and Kalekale Hakoyuris. Chodusan and Majaya Tapichia, Dodusan and Madoya Tapichia. Jisusulia, Kevin Yoya, Tapichia, Yaji, and Rotoya, what that Tinsan ye any bear? Tinichi, you were some ye in Tundule Kay, you were Simaris, Tundunale, what that Kanjak Susu Kevin Dumit, Mangu or Kangalo Susu, Lepsijo Mato, Susu Kevin Dumishiwa, Tang Naranzo do some not to Sane, any Naranzo da, Kiwane, Kiwa, what devil you on Toyaji, Kiwane, Kiwa, devil you on Toyaji, Tande, Dandy. Legacy, Kevrage, and Tindiji Yuza, Gavele, Riva, Gavele, what a Tindiji Yuza, and Tundule Kevra to Pavari, Tundule Mubertori, Nesosumle Mubertori, Wendu Dansari, Wendu Lemmy Dansari, and Takeshim would say, what indeed is only.
Now, the holy beings, the great teachers of the past have said that when we talk about how wonderful this human life is and how it's superior to the birth, to being born as an animal and so forth. It's not just, we're not just like, I don't know, it's not like we're just putting them down or just criticizing or something like that. There really is some, it really is quite a meaningful thing to say from the point of view that if you start to consider the difference between ourselves and animals, if you start asking, you know, why is it, you know, in what way is the birth as a human being superior to that of an animal? So it's not because we're clever and they're not, for example. In terms of being able to take care of one's own life, to be able to get food and get drink and, you know, like to take care of oneself in general, this is something that we're not necessarily superior to animals. We're not necessarily superior to animals in that way. If you start thinking about how we as human beings are able to use our lives in order to do something virtuous, do something, you know, worthwhile, and beneficial for others, and to make steps along the path to enlightenment and so on, then there you can see that there's a great difference between ourselves and animals, because they're not able to do that, but that is something that we're able to do.
Then Daganan Tandarang Dan Delia and the Tarana Tamja Kembe Govandi it top Idu Mizu Tamura. Top Tuya Jigza Ojem Jen Taki Oji Dub Kanja Tindi Chorwa. Di Tanda Dan Delaji Top Tuya Ji Majum Yina Ani Gyo Jema Delia Gyo Dujaji Malimaje Tande Dan San Dindichi Gyo Ji Lemba Yina Ani Tande Gyo Chao Yahoo Che Shagati Di Judadi Gyo Jema Di Yahoo Yarutan, any D. Jema D. Ya, Taran Udu Jevgen Yarutan, any Mundur Densan, the Gumajevgen, Gio Moguchi, Lera Yahudi, Yajetan, Yudutane, and the Kavan Tamjim Goran, the Tanja Lay Gora, Tilly Lay Gora, what did they show the Sumura, Chelan Tane, Maranzu Tai, Yahuchi Gori, Tanja, Tava Tamjim Toya, Tavlamji, Tanata Chigiora, Gerech or Chigiora, Yine Gerech or Titan doing a yard, Bedrich, Sundu Tom, what did they show? Nema Shimbutu Yane, and some of Kumdiche, Nema Mashimba Sabat in the Tanja, Katatu Jiglojan, what did they show?
So really, it's up to us if we use this, if we think about it well, and if we make the decision to use this life well, to use it in a constructive way, to practice virtue and so on, and based on that decision, we actually use our lives in that way. Then there really is some hope that after this life, again, we'll be able to have the same kind of opportunity where we'll be able to carry on with the work of this life. Of creating virtue, creating merit, and progressing along the path to enlightenment. And if so that if we do well in our next life, then there really is some hope that the life after that we'll be able to carry on with the life, the work of our next life, and so on, continuously taking birth as a human being and continuously practicing the path. And until finally we achieve the end result of enlightenment.
Then when you dance, then that Ngaranzu you dance the when you dance the. 대제 주주상 dance와 대화제다 저러주 상 대비 딱 한제 댄주 대원의 대원조야 그다 댄주 댄사 댄주 댄사 대제 주주상 댄사 when you dance 시골와 딱 when도 세야디 가리 when바 터와졌으면. Nyesun Sumutile, Gu Yagaji, Chen, Guishan, and Mobile Torch, Rivata, Guishan, Yagaji, and the Duva, Tulunabata, which is a monotone of Sanja, Siso Purgi, Torchi, and so on, Gudi Yahoo, do it in that, devoting around to Yagaji level, Jetta, Guishan, and Mobile Torch, in that, Division, and Mobile Torch, Dishonry. Then did Tobet then tell a courage, Nanju Lenga, courage to Buresana. That how the Tamji Kimbe go on to Toya Tabi Chiadi, Tangaranzu Lenget, the one did Tilva. How the Tamji Kimbe go on to Chiadi. That Tavas in a carre, Tavas in a carres and a Taros in a Naranzu Gigi Lenuni Siaji or Lenuni Siaji. Nanzu Gigi Numu Senata, Alang and Numu Tawadi Denziche, Denziche, Murivoche, Jigdache, Kunduchi Bari. Tīkība nīmū dōjā shēdā tīmū lō sōpē tā nīmū shūshī yōrvā chā sō nīmū gāngā lō chē rō wā tā nīmū sēnā tē rō wā tā lē sūrū tā nē nīmū bē kūy nē lā dē nē kāñchē lē gā chē wā tē rē lē gā dūjā chē wā tē mī kī wā chū chā mē ngā lō sōpē tā dūjā chē wā tē kē tē rē kāñchē lē sā wā sēnā lē nyū nī sūrū nē lē sēnā lē gā chē wā tē rē lē gā dūjā chē wā tē rē mī kī wā lō sōpē shēn lā nē wā chē yā lō sōpē tā kāñchē lē gā dūjā chē yā tē rē lāi tāng nīmū nīsū, nīmū tī tā lāi tī gyū tī rvā nīmū tī tā tsānyū chū, nīnyū nīshū, shīngyū shī tā tī tē mānggū sēyā yō rī ndō sīk sū tū na tā lūngā yīsūm jī kāñchē nīshū chēyā tū tū rī nīmū lūngā yīsūm jī kāñchē mī kī wā chū tā kāñchē dūñ chāma tsik sū ngā jī nāng sū nīsūm lōg tā mī sā wā chū bā tā mā jī mā lē bā ale dik yagu chirwa ta xinye xinye khyandu de mangu yu gyam de yinye ta nge ma xinba zi xixia chen robzi dhecha jagurwa
lenyu yungi de tenchu yang de
asa cha lenyu yin de yin kwe kyo warwa ni kwe kyo marwe
le dhuja marwa
le dhuja ti dhamne yor sase gyewe le mangu yor wade sase gyewe le migiwe le yor da
takana lenyu lenyu se le dhuja di
le di kanje le lega chewa tere, ta kanche nimu yugu nalabe lega chewa tere marandu dee kanche ngonche tere maribwe ku nalade ino yangla chungi yugu nalabe kwa kwa rwa ne doja xera timu silen sivak sumi yusoye tab duus chen kye yung rwa lenyu ni kanche yangla chungi yugu nalabe kye yung rwa se nga tim digi yor, tal ka yung
so now from so this very life that we have at the moment, this human life that we have at the moment is a birth of high status. It's also a fortunate birth. They call it denro, like a happy birth, which from the point of view that with this kind of birth one goes from one happy experience to another, or from fortune to fortune, just like the births as an animal and so on are referred to as the ill evil destinies or the bad destinies, because they go from bad to bad. So then it's also called a birth of high status, as I mentioned, because from the point of view of the causes being high or exalted, a birth of an exalted birth because the causes are exalted, or high because of the causes being high. And the causes are very high or exalted or really amazing because they are the three that we normally single out are the practice of pure morality as a basis, accompanied by the practice of the six perfections, and then this is all combined with stainless prayers. And so those are really amazing practices. So those practices are exalted, and they lead to that kind of exalted birth. So now, having gained such a birth, what it is that we need to do, the way to use it is to try to gain liberation and enlightenment. So when we talk about liberation, that means liberation from karma and the klesha. Karma means like an action or work that we do due to the klesha, which means the afflictive thoughts and emotions. So now the fundamental afflictive thought or emotion is ignorance, which we can equally refer to as self-grasping or true grasping, or the view of the transitory collection. So motivated by with the root sort of motivating force of that ignorance, the other afflictive thoughts and emotions arise, such as attachment and hatred and so forth. And under the influence of those attitudes, then we engage in destructive negative actions. And so that's the kind of negative action and destructive action that we're referring to when we talk about karma. So gaining liberation means gaining liberation from those two.
Did Siddhas bu sarva siddhas bu. O ti ta chwe ki melon saya thona, ani kore chiya kanka lo kyan reisha sa, eni chwe shakwa pwe, o ti de chakwa, chasang ngaranzu, penan du chu namgyu rane ta, kanche, tijin chi nyansa chi le, suno su tijin yene, penne shaya ti ta, su su namgyu chi lunga yisum di chiya di, chikwa rikdo mendo samdaya re. Ti chikwa rikmendo na, ta lunga yisum chiya di rikmendo na, ani gyuwa taya samdaya re ba. O tu sien kanche, ta melon chi pa te du,
When we talk about the negative karma, that's liver. When we talk about the negative karma, then I'm referring to especially to the 10 negative karmas of body, speech, and mind. The three of body being the killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. The four of speech being lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, and idle gossip. And then the three of mind being covetousness, ill will, and wrong view. So I know that most of you will have heard these before, but they could be some new people who haven't heard them before. So I wanted to mention that for their sakes. So now, when you're listening to the teachings, the main thing is to listen to them like looking in a mirror to find to see your own faults. Whoever's teaching you, and I think that if you do this and then practice on that basis, you will, because of the education, your educational background, you know, you study from a very early age, you study for many years, so your intellect is sharp and it's well honed, it's very capable of being, it's made, you have this intellect which is very capable of being able to examine and delve into things. So there's this example of, this illustration, comparing the activity of listening to the teachings to looking at oneself in the mirror. It comes from this is probably comes from one of the sutras. It's an account of one very evil being, a bit like Angulimala, who, you know, who killed 999 people. This is somebody who was very, 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 very kind of like aggressive and was going around killing people all over the place. And when he came up to this king, he was going to kill the king, but the king said, you know, stop, before you kill me, let me explain some things to you. And he was quite amazed because, and he said, you know, usually whoever I approach, I just kill them and they don't get a chance to say anything, you know, they're just so afraid. But you're, this is quite strange, you're speaking to me, what have you got to say? And so the king talked to him about the results of positive karma and the results of negative karma, and this completely changed this very aggressive person, because he came to as he was listening, he was finding out his own faults and seeing them as faults, and this made him change. So that's the way to listen to the teachings. Whoever it is that's teaching you, the main point is to see if you can, you know, just like when you look in a mirror and you see something wrong, then you can, you know, if you've got some dirt on your face or something, then because if you didn't look in the mirror, you wouldn't see it. But when you look in the mirror, you can see it and you can do something about it. You can wash it off. So just like that, when you're listening to the teachings, listen like looking in a mirror. So it's the teachings are like a mirror that point out your own faults so that you can do something about it, so that you can change things. That's the way to listen to the teaching. I think I'll stop there, and if you have one or two questions, we can... And from tomorrow, instead of sort of going all around the houses, I'm going to go right to the essential points and give you the main points that come up in the text. Is there one or two questions? Of course, if anybody behind me has got questions, we're not going to know.
Earlier, Rinpoche said that we had generated tremendous virtue in order to have this life. Mm. He said that we had been Dharma practitioners in past lives.
Mm.
Does it mean that the only kind of virtue that results in a precious human rebirth is a Dharma practitioner life, or can someone who's a Christian, who's a very, very virtuous person, are they also created?
So you're saying, when you say Dharma, you mean Buddhist Dharma?
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Well, I mentioned the causes that you needed to have practiced in order to have this kind of life with the 18 qualities, which were the stainless morality, the six perfections, and pure morality, accompanied by the practice of the six perfections, and then connected with the pure prayers. So really, any teaching that has that explains that has that kind of practice is Dharma. It doesn't have to be Buddhist Dharma. Whatever Dharma it is, it would still be the same. By practicing that, you would be able to get that result. Like helping the poor, helping people who are really sort of in a pitiful state, who are just completely helpless. And it seems to me that that's not something which is unique to Buddhism. There are other religions which have that kind of practice that teach that. I mean, I'm not so, you know, I don't know so much about other religions, but it seems like that is the case.
Sāpsān dī gāng jī xūn xēn, dī sē mō tū nēn, dī tēng wō rē sī tē sōng xiā sī, tū tū bē lāb xēn wō rē sī tē sōng tū bā.
Like I've heard from the teaching of Visarangas, the Dalai Lama, that Jesus talked about, what we call it, bearing the other cheek.
Turning the other cheek.
Yeah, so that's really amazing, isn't it?
Tū tū yā wō rē wā, tā yā wō rē kāng jē.
That really is good for sure, that's really good.
Yeah.
So I have a follow-up question to that, because it seems of the six perfections that Buddhism has a particular, the wisdom piece, has a particular view that I haven't found in other religions, not that I'm a scholar in all of them. So I wonder, I wonder about that.
That the Jizu Paru Jinpa Kuki, the
He is about to go to the Sabbath.
Yes, I can't really say much because I haven't really studied other religions, but it might be quite difficult to find that particular teaching. But there are also other things that we have to look at, you know, because when we talk about creating virtue, creating positive karma, and so on, then we look at it in terms of the basis, the attitude, the action, the completion, and so on. So those also need to be very kind of like very strong, very powerful.
Kiransaya nangda chani khero ji phajin tu su dang mone khaje ina yugi ma re sung gi ta khabur ba khero ji phajin saya tu su zuma ha no bena to ni do be den shi mi da su chu du do be khero ji ta dina ne ta khaje khero mangu yor ba wa ta tu su te khabu me do
symbol. Yeah, so you're talking about the wisdom realizing emptiness, and of course there's the wisdom realizing the 16 aspects of the noble truth, the four noble truths, like impermanence and so on, and it would probably be quite difficult to find those teachings in other religions. It's true. Indeed.
Talking about the same topic about human rebirth, Rinpoche said or mentioned that mentioned the enormous amount of merit we create when we practice. Like in meditations on love and compassion for all sentient beings. But I was wondering, sometimes my mind is so, my motivation, although I try, is still very contaminated.
Contaminated by what?
I mean, by maybe my motivation is not as pure, because maybe I'm thinking about other things, you know. Or maybe because I don't have enough concentration and I don't do my practice correctly. Uh-huh. And even if you put effort in your practice to love and compassion, sometimes during the day you go to other streams where you kind of destroy the merit and create worse karma. And that brings a certain fear. So because it is really hard to attain a new rebirth. That has at least the same, you know, status as this one in order to continue practice the Dharma. What is Rinpoche's opinion about this? You know, how can we, you know, like, level or try to obtain this same rebirth, although we're so imperfect in
this kind of practice? Jamming Jitan, Chitatus, the Kijijian, the Samantan, the Kijijian, 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 the Kijijian 아니 대신하사고라
That's
why we have to be quite careful that when we have been able to create some kind of virtue that we immediately dedicate it, because if you dedicate it, then it can't be destroyed by anger. And it's also a question of gradually just getting better and better without feeling discouraged that you're not meeting with complete success right from the beginning, just like a small child that when they first learn to walk, they can walk a couple of steps, they fall over, they don't just give up right away, do they? They get up and they start walking again and they fall over again and they get up and they fall over again, but eventually they're able to walk without falling over so much. So we can't expect to be completely without mistakes in our practice right from the beginning, but so on the one hand, as I've said, it's a question of continually improving